The BATTLEFORDS, the Federation of Sovereign Indigenous Nations, FSIN, is calling for immediate action regarding alleged acts of anti-indigenous racism at hotels in both Winnipeg and North Battleford. Several servers, who have not been identified at this time, working at the Smitty's Family Restaurant at the Tropical Inn in North Battleford, allegedly denied service late last week to Jackson Frank, a 48-year-old single father from Little Pine First Nation, and his four children. In a post that has made the rounds on Facebook, an eyewitness described the incident. "This is a very long, traumatic experience I had today. I'm so choked up right now, like literally want to cry," the eyewitness wrote in a Facebook post earlier this week, describing a clean-dressed man with long hair in a ponytail with four children forced to leave. She described the man being turned away by three waitresses who refused to accept green vouchers to order food, adding that Frank had gotten upset that he couldn't feed his children, and that he'd said the same thing had happened the day before. FSIN, in a January 23 statement, called for immediate action to ensure accountability, transparency and justice both at Marlborough Hotel in Winnipeg, where a woman was detained after brandishing a knife, and in North Battleford. "These unacceptable acts violate our people's human rights and dignity. We urge the government and the justice system to take swift and decisive action to hold the perpetrators accountable and to ensure the safety and well-being of our Indigenous communities," said FSIN in their statement. They noted that many patients from remote communities rely on hotels like the Marlborough and Tropical Inn for medical appointments and treatments. "Our Indigenous people deserve to be treated with dignity and compassion by the hotels that host them. These hotels offer vital services and profit from guests' revenue. They should be aware of our people's health issues and stress and act accordingly." Indigenous Services Canada, ISC, has confirmed to sasktoday.ca that ISC provides funding for travel, meals and accommodations for First Nations individuals traveling to access medical services through both the Non-Insured Health Benefits Program and the Jordan's Principle Initiative. In an email statement from Karine Vetvietanapibble with ISC, they said that ISC has direct billing arrangements with various independent service providers, including restaurants and hotels, to support seamless access to meals and accommodations while individuals are in transit. ISC did not note if the Tropical Inn specifically has direct billing arrangements with the Tropical Inn. ISC did note, however, that clients may choose to access meals and accommodations at these facilities or may alternatively seek meals and accommodations at facilities of their choice and be reimbursed. "Accessing medical care should be safe and reliable for everyone, no matter who they are or where they are. First Nations individuals are not required to use any one specific hotel or meal provider. ISC is committed to working to ensure that First Nation individuals have access to high-quality services and supports, and actively follows up with service providers in circumstances where complaints are received, or concerns are raised. ISC has not received any formal complaints or concerns related to the Tropical Inn. ISC does not direct service providers as to who can, or cannot, access their facilities. However, service providers do have the ability themselves to determine who can access their facilities as part of their day-to-day operations." When asked to comment on the allegations, they said that ISC cannot share any information on individual cases. Frank speaks out. Frank himself told the News Optimist in a phone interview on January 24 that he feels what transpired on January 19 was indeed an act of racism against him and his children, noting that he felt that the staff had been racist to the family for days before the incident. Frank said that there were examples of racism at the hotel from the start of their stay earlier that week, referring to online reviews that accused the staff of racism, and personal experiences ranging from ignorant tones, rude behavior, racist body language, and mistreatment at the hands of hotel personnel. "I remember I told the Smitty's waitress that she was being a little racist," Frank said, describing her ignorant attitude towards them on the day before. He added, "I let the boys know that she may be a little racist and yes, he was sorry for this kind of everyday thing they experience, almost everywhere, they go, he said, describing the day prior. When we were eating, I noticed these waitresses were watching us even as they were serving other customers. White older folks were, sitting, tables away but getting smiles and the best treatment. I thought to myself, UF**king BS treating others with great care and respect. He explained that he was expected to stay at the hotel for roughly a month as Little Pine First Nation renovated his home, though he said it's gone on closer to 3 months. The vouchers that were supposedly denied, he says, were to provide food and came from the First Nation via Jordan's principal. Frank indicated that he stayed for a prolonged period at a motel in Cut Knife but had to leave with his sons after suffering from food poisoning and a deterioration in their mental health. He added that they hadn't had trouble staying at the Tropical Inn before and that this was the only place they'd stayed in North Battleford since the renovation at their home in Little Pine First Nation began. Throughout the stay, Frank said he frequently warned his sons to be careful and not to upset the staff members as it was important they stayed there during their renovations. Frank then described the incident on Friday, January 19, which resulted in a verbal altercation between himself, staff, and a manager with the hotel forcing them to leave on January 22. A third waitress came to our table, on January 19, and said, "You can order but you can't eat in here," she said. "We got into a little argument there at the table," he said, explaining that he was ordering meals for himself and his children. I said, "F**k this. This is a racist place." I couldn't believe it. Then I said, "I just want to feed my sons. I need to feed them," Frank said, saying that he was now standing and yelling. Frank said that after a waitress yelled at his 9-year-old son to leave the restaurant, he said, "I was yelling at the waitresses and the manager saying, 'You racist F**kers, F**k you all, you racist F**kers. Frank told the News Optimist / SaskToday.ca that the family is currently staying at the Gold Eagle Lodge. When asked to describe the experience, Frank said, "You know what? I couldn't handle it. I went and got F**king drunk last night. I was crying, I was hurt, I was humiliated, oh man, I didn't even want to show myself." FSIN has gone on to call on the employer of the restaurant to have their employees undertake cultural sensitivity training as soon as possible to prevent similar incidents from happening again. They need to learn how to respect the diversity and dignity of all customers, regardless of their background or identity. Those actions could damage the reputation and trust of the restaurant, as well as cause legal and ethical problems, said Chief Donnie Ironchild of the Little Pine First Nation. Gary Pfeiffer, the owner of the Tropical Inn, told the News Optimist that he had no comment on the incident, but that people should speak to Smitty's head office instead. "Well, I guess we'll come up with a release then, I guess," he added. When asked if he had any comments regarding FSIN's call for changes at the hotel, and that the News Optimist wanted to get the hotel's perspective on the incident, he said, "They should have some changes at FSIN." Pfeiffer told the News Optimist / SaskToday.ca that the Tropical Inn intended to publish a statement by the end of the day on January 24. Despite several attempts to contact the hotel, no statement was received at the time of publication.